All right, listen. I had no intentions of being MIA. Please hear me when I say that. But you know what? People have tweeted me and said, you know, how grateful they are for the podcast and that I can take my time. And I'm just so grateful for that. Like, y'all are amazing. Because I was over here, like, hard on myself. Like, yo, what are you doing? You went weeks and weeks without recording. But you know what? Hopefully I dropped some gems today that you needed that will make up for the missed time together. Because I did miss y'all. And I was thinking about y'all. And I was just like, yo, life. Like, life is lifing. And I don't mean anything negative by that. But it's just like, there's so much happening. And I need time to, like, process and, like, you know, get my stuff together so I could tell y'all what's going on. But anyway, be present with me. Take a deep breath. We don't have to focus on the fact that I've been missing. We can just focus on the fact that we are here today, right now. And I'm so thankful for you. So please show some gratitude to yourself. Ground yourself down in your environment. You know, I love for this to be a mindful moment for you. I know we all have things to do all the time, but, you know, I never keep you for too long. I just want this to be an opportunity for you to connect and not be on go, okay? Take a deep breath. Notice your environment. Acknowledge that you are here. It's a new day. It's a new moment. And there's a lot that you can do with it. But let's just take it in right now, all right? Thank you for spending your time, attention, and intention here on the new podcast. It means a lot. It really does. Like, you could have been anywhere else, and you chose to hang out with me. You're the coldest. You're the coldest. So, really, I hope you get what you need. I believe this is episode 8. If it's not, I'm going to leave that in there, and we'll just kind of fix it later. But yeah, I believe this is episode 8, and I'm so happy to be back. There will be 2 more episodes for this season after this one. And yeah, I think it'll be great for y'all. So, and me too. Like, it's a release. It's connection. It's amazing. So let's talk about what's going on. But first, I have to make a quick shout out to my creatives because, like, putting yourself out there, fine-tuning your work, you know, allowing it to be judged and critiqued, staying on the path of believing in yourself and putting yourself out there, honoring your actual ability to create, things like that. It's not easy. It gets challenging. And so from one creative to another, thank you for continuously honoring your ability. Thank you for doing your best to believe in yourself, even when things might not look great for the month or whatever. Like, you deserve to be celebrated, even if you didn't make the sale, even if you didn't book the gig this time. Like, the opportunities are endless for you, and you are needed. So please don't allow a few no's to make you believe otherwise. Please keep creating. Thank you for creating. And yeah, it's a whole lot of love for y'all. So just had to drop that in, share it with your creative friends so that they can get this too, get this love, okay? But yeah, speaking to that creativity, a lot of what has, you know, had me occupied is this merch. And let me tell you, y'all have been showing out. Thank you so much for all of the positive feedback and just all the support, you know, that's going for it. I'm so glad that y'all are liking the items. This was a process. Like, I've wanted to sell merch for a long time, but I was talking myself out of it at first. I was like, oh, I'm not a designer. Like, I can't put things together. But, like, imagine if I would have kept telling myself that and never actually tried it. Before I started recording this episode, I just saw Jay Shetty talking about how, I think he was on the School of Greatness podcast. And he was talking about how we literally talk ourselves out of things that we've never done before and don't give ourselves the chance to even see, you know? Be careful to not declare something over yourself that you haven't even tried or tested out. How could I say I can't design merch and I had never designed merch before? You know, so I'm just really thankful that I allowed myself to push past that thought and expand into greatness because the designs are amazing. All the merch items are amazing. Thank y'all so much for supporting me and sharing and getting excited because, like, this is just a new little era. So, yeah, if you want to check out the current collection, go to tythewordsmith.com/shop. That is also going to be in the show notes, so you can easily click on that. I am dropping a couple things soon, but I'll circle back to that towards the end of the episode, okay? But yeah, it really is a labor of love, and I'm going to continue to pour love into my merch. Because let me tell you, now that I've done it and I show myself that this is possible, the ideas are flooding, okay? I'm like, hold up. Like, I really do have physical products. And they're really nice, and they're affirming, and they're intentional. And it's just like, girl, you ever look back at yourself and just be like, you are that girl. Like, you really that, you know? Even if you was doubting yourself a little bit, you showed yourself what you can do. I challenge you, whoever's listening today, I challenge you, please, whatever you've been declaring that you can't do, take it back. Okay, take it back and be open to the challenge. Be open to at least learning and giving it a try. Okay. But yeah, I just want to celebrate the fact that I have entered this new era. I think a lot of times too, like, we achieve things that were even difficult for us for whatever reason. Maybe it's resources. Maybe it's, you know, the time, which I guess is also a resource. But, you know, we deal with doubt, things like that. But it's like, at the end of the day, like, you did it, and it needs to be celebrated, and we can't just skip past it, you know? So, yeah, I'm really, like, basking in the fact that you thought you couldn't do this, but you did it, and it's awesome. Like, really take that in, you know? So it feels good. I really hope I remember to tell y'all more about the drops that are coming up soon. But if I don't, I'm gonna just say duffel bags. I'm gonna just say it right here, right now, and just know that that's part of what's coming. Okay. But yeah, we'll circle back to that. I did want to share a couple of just realizations or things that I've been noticing about myself lately. And hopefully, you know, if these apply to you, you can kind of take my reflection of it and just use it to benefit you. So number one, and this really read me, like, this really got me together. But lately I've been reflecting, always actually, I reflect on my relationship patterns and things like that. But what really clicked for me recently is that the only way I was able to, what's the right way to say this? Because I feel like I have the ability to attract many types of people, right? But the people that I was clinging to or essentially trying to earn love from, these were people who were in an emotionally unavailable state. I say state because this is something that can be changed with intention and work. But these are emotionally unavailable folks, and the only way I was able to cling to them is by myself being emotionally unavailable. And like, I feel like I had heard that before, but I just really didn't get it. But now I get it. I get it. You know why? Because secure people, emotionally mature people, they're going to hold you accountable. They're going to want to know like why you make certain decisions. They're going to require you to know yourself. And not to say that I didn't know myself. I think I've been where I'm supposed to be at each, you know, stage of my life. But certain lessons were taking a little bit longer because, in a way, I was kind of emotionally unavailable to myself to a degree, and also in those connections. And so that was difficult to accept because I'm like, what? Me? What you mean I'm emotionally unavailable? But, you know, when people require something of you that you are not yet ready to face within yourself, it get a little tricky. But this realization is beautiful. It's helpful because now, as I navigate new experiences, healthier experiences, I'm triggered, I'm tested, but at the end of the day, I get to really practice in real time in a healthy environment. I get to decide how I want to be going forward because I have the opportunity, you know, to be in connection with people who really want to know why I am the way that I am. You feel me? And it's really nice. It's really nice. So to anyone out there who, you know, is in this pattern of emotionally unavailable connections, I want you to know I get it. I want you to know you don't have to keep hiding from yourself. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be celebrated. And I hope that you can open up to yourself so that you can then open up to the the healthy relationships that are truly seeking you. You feel me? It's work. It's work. But it's needed. And such lighter, more fulfilling experiences are possible when we can be real with ourselves, okay? Healthy love requires vulnerability. I know as I reflect on this kind of shift with emotional availability, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I really have and still have this fear of being seen to a degree. And that in and of itself is not a problem. It's something to notice. It's something to understand and manage. But it will dissolve on its own, you know, as we practice and become intentional about the experiences that we do want. But like, yeah, like I got this fear of being seen because at the end of the day, I have a fear of being left, you know? So if I show more of myself, there's this ability, there's this potential for somebody to walk away. But I think lately I am continuing to really sit with the idea that people are experiences. We can't control other people's perception of us. We are here just learning together. And you're gonna have to be seen. And you're gonna have to get comfortable with it, you know? And it will be so worth it when you notice those healthier connections. And you notice how fulfilling it is to be connected to yourself. You feel me? For anyone else who has a fear of being seen, I see you. And I want you to know that you are a wonder of a being. You are complex. I don't know what you expect yourself to be or appear like in the world, but just know that you're valuable. If there are changes that you want to make in your life, you can make them. You can do that. And also, you deserve to be loved right here, right where you are. You feel me? So take that in for me. You're always managing something. You're always having to be responsible for something. And you're doing a great job. You're doing the best you can. There's no manual to any of this. And yet, still you are here doing your thing, you know, making things happen, paying your bills, you know. Celebrate yourself. I don't care how small you feel like the achievement is. It is worthy of celebration because life be lifing. It gets busy. It gets challenging. But we rise. We build. We move. Okay, so celebrate yourself. That builds the momentum, let me tell you. Okay, celebrating don't have to involve a whole lot. Like, it could be whatever you want. Because I was about to say, like, okay, you can, you know, go get a drink and da da da, but it ain't always got to be a drink, okay? Please define celebration for yourself, but truly take the moments. Take the time to notice where you are. Notice how far you've come. Notice how every challenge that is placed before you, you work through it. Notice how your temperament has changed, your perspective of challenges has changed. You know, I know we get into that point in the year where it's like, dang, you know, it's been 6 months and I ain't did this and that. What have you done? Let's talk about what you have done. Let's talk about how you have grown, how you have begun to thrive. How you're starting to leave survival mode behind, right? Like, what's going on? Let's celebrate. Please celebrate yourself. And let's also remember that we can make new decisions at any time. If tomorrow you like, I want to change my life up. Now, you know, be responsible, whatever that word means to you. You know, like, I'm never trying to encourage any type of reckless or impulsive, for lack of better expression, decisions. But I need you to know that you have the ability to switch things up whenever you want. You want a new job? Okay, go get it. You know, you want to live somewhere else? Okay, let's figure that out. What does that really look like? You know, maybe even outline the changes that you want. What attitude shifts do you got to make? What routine changes have to move around? You know, like, but at the end of the day, you can do that. You can always, if you're somebody who can see images in your mind, you can always visualize the change a little bit, how you would like for it to go. Ain't no telling if it'll go that way, but hey, you just contributed to the possibilities for sure by imagining, by laying that out in your mind. If you're not someone who could see it, write it out. What would this change look like? What would it require from you? What excites you about it? What do you think will come from this shift? Just remember, you can make new decisions. You're never stuck. I know it can feel like it because, you know, the days get mundane sometimes. Okay, go to work, go to lunch, go back to work, go home, clean up, go to sleep, get up for work. Like, it really can feel like that sometimes. So that's also back to the celebration piece. Color your life up. Color it up. Celebrate yourself. But also, like, switch things up when you feel called to. That calling is there for a reason. Another note that I wanted to share is on grief. And I was debating on if I wanted to talk about the actual situation, but I'ma just put it like this. I unfortunately lost a family member a couple weeks ago, and it just, I mean, it's always a reality check, right? It's always a reminder that our existence in these bodies is not forever. And it reminded me that anytime we sign up to love someone, anytime, in any way, we automatically sign up for grief in some form, in some capacity. Automatically. Because it's not forever. It's just not, none of this is forever. Now, I do have beliefs about the soul moving on and that part being, you know, eternal, but in these physical forms, life as we know it, you know, there's an ending. And even if it's not an actual loss in that way, right? We split up, we disagree with each other, we have to go our separate ways, we enter different seasons, we gotta, you know, it's all of these possibilities when we choose to get into connection with people. And I say choose because this could be family, this could be friends, this could be romantic relationships, but anybody we choose to continue connecting with and keep as a part of our lives. But the grief is inevitable. I don't say that to be hard on us. Please understand that. I say that to give us, to help us with the acceptance part. This is not something that can be avoided, which means that you must be strong enough to be able to navigate through it. You hear me? Since it's inevitable, you must be able, you must be equipped to handle it. Okay? And when I say handle it, I don't mean that the grief ever goes away, right? We have to learn how to live with it. We have to learn how to move with it. We have to give it room. It just wants room. It doesn't want to control you, you know? I say that to give us hope to continue to love. If we can accept that grief is a natural, inevitable thing that will happen, then maybe we will love more easily, because it's not like, oh, because I did this thing is going to end. No, it has to end to some degree, someday, period. Just because that is the nature of life and the seasons that we go through. But yeah, like, love more, man. Love more. We here in these forms as we are for a reason right now. So, like, let's use these bodies that work. Let's use these minds that expand. Let's use these hearts that throb for each other. You know, like, let's use it. Let's express gratitude for it. Let's keep showing up. So I really hope you got something you needed today, whether you're a creative, whether you're kind of trying to leave the unhealthy relationship dynamics behind, whether you are grieving right now. Hopefully I'm speaking to somebody. Maybe you just don't ever rest. I'm talking to me. Hey, I might have said this on a previous episode, but to those of us who spend our entire time resting, feeling guilty for resting, please remember, that is not actual rest. So we have to get that together. I think tips for that, if you have trouble resting, I mean, go to sleep. Like, because if you're not going to sit there and actually enjoy yourself and be guilt-free, go to sleep. You know, you won't be thinking about it. Okay. But also, rest can, it can be, I hesitate to say it can be active rest, because I really want you, I want us to just lay down sometimes. Like, sometimes we just need to lay down. It's okay. But it could be an active form of rest. You know, maybe it's painting, maybe it's yoga, maybe, but something restorative, right? Where you're not going to spend your entire time being guilty. So painting can be kind of a mindful activity. The yoga can be a mindful, restful activity. Something else, like, write it out. Write out why you deserve to rest. Write out your accomplishments. Write out the things that you have done or are thinking about doing. Write out about your energy levels. You know, where are they at the moment? Write out the fact that you don't have to earn rest and that it's needed. It's a proactive practice even at times, right? But I think that's all I got for you. I am definitely going to guide a meditation on the next one, so hold tight. I'm going to try to get a YouTube episode out as well coming soon, so please stay tuned to that. Again, if you are interested in merch, check out tythewordsmith.com/shop. Take a few deep breaths for me. Come on. Slow, long exhale. Yep, do it again. Let's do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you. If you did hear something that you liked, you know what to do. At me on Twitter, on Instagram, at TyTheWordSmith, or at The Nude Pod. Either is fine, both is even better. And if you really love me and want to support my content creation process, you can definitely donate using my Cash App. That's $TyTheWordSmith, or Venmo at TyTheWordSmith. Everything is TyTheWordSmith. I really appreciate you. I hope you appreciate yourself. Go into this week and just please honor your needs. Like, listen to yourself, slow down, stay hydrated because it's hot out here. Okay. And yeah, take care. You deserve it. All right. Much love. I will see you again soon. 2 more episodes this season. Thank you for rocking with me. Peace. Wait, not I actually forgot to circle back to the duffel bags. Okay, so here's the spiel. Basically, I just am really about people embracing their sensuality, connecting with their bodies, you know, being proud of their sexuality. And so I wanted to create spin a night bags. Okay, I have like some more feminine designs and I have some more masculine designs. So we've got options, we've got colors, and it's literally a spin a night bag because I want you to get excited about your pleasure. I want you to get excited about just going to get intimate with somebody, connect with them, have an intentional experience, affirm yourself. You are beautiful. You're deserving. You got this. Okay. So like, yes, when these come out, I want everybody showing me videos of them packing a spin a night bag. Okay. Like, go crazy, have a good time, play some music, dance around, because you deserve all the goodness that's up next. Okay? Period. Stay tuned.